A leaden haze of smoke covered the smouldering remnants of the city like a shroud. Most of the fires had been extinguished by now, and the survivors of the war, mostly women and children, shambled between the blackened debris of what had once been their homes, desperately trying to find what little of their possessions had been left intact. Most of the men had been taken away, or lay where they had fallen, some of them mutilated beyond recognition. Battle scars were visible everywhere, especially around the main temple in the city centre. The temple square was draped in a thick layer of ashes mixed with blood. Vultures circled overhead in anticipation of a feast. On a nearby hillside, in a silver cuirass and a helm with a nose guard, both had lost their shine years ago, a soldier stood watching the scene. Leaning on a tall spear, he peered hollow-eyed across the battlefield, absently rubbing his gauntlet over rusty brown spots of dried blood on the barb of his weapon. In his mind's eye, he could still picture Grover's Temple Square as it had looked only yesterday. The memory made him shiver. He had wreaked havoc among the citizens from the saddle of his steed. A lancer in the Royal Guard, he was partly responsible for this massacre in the name of the Holy War. The cloth covering his nose and mouth was barely sufficient to keep out the smoke and stench. He looked over his shoulder, as if checking to see that the army camp in the valley behind him was still there. Not that the sight of the camp was so uplifting. He was just seeking confirmation that he was not alone. The long rows of tents strung out across the valley had been painted grey by the ash rain, a far cry from the pure white encampment it had been only days before. The Royal Guard's pride had been dealt a terrible blow. Figures were moving around between the tents, the survivors from King Varig of Karolia's 3rd Regiment of Guards. Inside the larger tents along the outer edge of the camp, the soldier knew, healers and priests were feverishly trying to save his wounded comrades from a worse fate. The guard had been lucky. He was still alive. His family, left behind in Tulda, the capital, would not have to go on without him. The Qataris cult had suffered a decisive defeat. Their leader, Zabatha, the prophet of doom, had finally been captured. Suddenly he was alert again, vigilant, spotting movement from the corner of his eye. A rider had appeared from the shadows of the damaged south gate and was galloping toward the army camp. Impeccable white robes marked the figure as a priest of Viguru's order. The robes seemed unusually lumpy, as if the rider were humpbacked. The guard on the hilltop shrugged. A single priest posed no threat.